And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. 2,500 doctors from the Catholic Medical Association just challenged President Joe Biden's attempt to turn emergency rooms into abortion clinics. The Alliance Defending Freedom's lawsuit exposes how Biden's bureaucrats twisted a law protecting both mother and unborn child into a mandate for ending life. Now these physicians face a choice between their conscience and their careers. Parents Defending Education's latest survey confirms what Common Sense already knew. American parents don't want schools hiding gender transitions from families. A striking 80% oppose schools helping children change identity without parental knowledge. Turns out social engineering works better in faculty lounges than family rooms. Another illegal immigrant slipped across our open border and brought violence with them. Santo Omar Martinez Varela walked into Palm Beach undetected in 2023 and now faces charges of raping a 13-year-old girl. DNA evidence confirmed what border security might have prevented. AOL, an Austrian kindergarten, exposed the endgame of a sexual revolution, expelling two children whose parents objected to pornographic posters featuring nude adults alongside children. The CEO defended the materials as fostering diversity while writing that children are sexual beings from birth, echoing the same arguments used by revolutionary intellectuals a decade ago. The European Union managed to fine itself 400 euros for breaking its own privacy laws, a far cry from the billions it demands from tech companies. When a German citizen used Facebook login for a EU conference, bureaucrats discovered following their own rules is harder than making them. The Association of American Medical Colleges revealed its true priorities through Philip Alberti, who runs their Center for Health Justice. Rather than focus on actual medicine, Alberti dedicated his career to fighting cisgenderism and unpacking invisible knapsacks of white privilege. Maybe medical students should learn anatomy before checking privilege. The University of Michigan finally ended its partnership with a Chinese university after a congressman exposed how Communist China uses academic cooperation to advance their military goals. It only took five Chinese nationals getting caught at Camp Grayling to wake up university leadership. And speaking of universities, Columbia University professor Catherine Frank discovered that falsely accusing Israeli students of harassment has consequences. After claiming military veterans were attacking Palestinian students with skunk spray, an investigation revealed her discrimination. She chose retirement over accountability. Of course she did. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.